Amos Perek Dalet begins with a warning to the women of Yisrael, to the Neshei Hasarim V'Hasaganim, Rashi says, the wives of the leaders, the princes, the officers, those who are wealthy in property, and they are called, not in the most flattering way, the cows of the Bashan. Cows are fattened up for the slaughter later on, and the wives of the nobles and kings, Radak says, were indulged with pleasures and were also, and I don't know how this translates into modern beauty standards, v'hein shemenos v'yafos, they were fat and beautiful. So what we're saying is well-fed. What we're saying also is incredibly wealthy, just like their husbands. So Dr. Hirsch says, the boundless selfishness of the men shows how deeply the nation has sunk. But as long as the women still have tender, sensitive hearts and morals and kindness are still practiced, there is a hope for an end of depravity. So the importance of the women being called Beis Yaakov when we were receiving the Torah, so one can therefore understand the bitter pain that resonates from the prophet's passionate words of wrath when he asked to characterize the women, primarily the ladies of upper-class Jewish society, with their gentility as dishonorable women divested of human qualities. So it's not calling them cows as a kind of sexist insult. It's calling them cows in the sense that they've given up on being the kind of decent human beings that we need. Rabbi Etshalom calls them the despicable bovine women of Sumerian aristocracy, which is a great phrase. Shimu hadavar hazeh. Listen to this word. Hearken to this word. Who? Paros habashan. Cows of the Bashan, Asher Bahar Shomron, which are on Mount Samaria. Ha'oshkos dalim. Harotzisos evyonim. Who oppress the poor and crush the needy. So they're no less guilty than their husbands are at taking advantage of the impoverished because they're accustomed to luxuries. They are ladies who lunch. Ha'omros ladonehem ha'viyav inishta, who say to their lords, bring so that we can drink. They're more interested in eating and drinking and style and upper crust society, pleasure-filled lives, rather than the kinds of things that Jewish women since time immemorial have concentrated on, the future of the Jewish people, the upbringing of their children, the long view, where men might be easily swayed by momentary lusts and desires. The women are much more constant than the men, but not in this case, unfortunately. They share class and they share selfishness with their husbands. Nishba Hashem Elokim. The Lord God has sworn b'kodesho by his own holy Kodesh, his own holy abode, the heavens, Radak tells us, that bad times are coming. Ki hine yamin boyim aleichem. Behold, days are coming upon you, cows. V'nisa eschem betzinos. You'll be born on shields. You'll be carried on shields. V'acharischen besiros duga. And your posterity in fishing boats. So your daughters are going to be carried off in boats, small boats used by fishermen, so low-class boats. Your descendants are going to be carried off into the galus. The nations will pick you up on shields, meaning they're going to carry you off in very big boats in the shape of shields. Gimel uferatzim teitzena ishan negda. And each woman is going to emerge through the breaches straight in front of her. So she's going to find a break in the wall and she's going to run away. She's going to flee. There are going to be so many breaches in the wall that there's nowhere to hide. V'hishlach tena haharmona no'um Hashem. And you'll cast off your haughtiness, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So all of that high-minded selfishness that was such a characteristic of yours, and now you are going to be running for your life. You don't have time for that. You're pampered and wealthy and you live on luxury and you've never thought about what happens if they don't have oat milk for your latte. The miscarriage of justice, the abuse of the downtrodden in Shomron is as much their responsibility as it is the men's responsibility. And they can't claim innocence and say, who, me? I was just doing what my husband told me. Because they were as much a part of the system as the others. So Rabbi Etshalom makes a very nice point. It's one thing to be accused of a crime, to be rebuked as a chronic offender is worse, but to be defined by your corruption, that's really harsh. Pasuk Dalid. Bo'u Beisel Ufishu. Come to Beisel and rebel. HaGilgal Harbu Lifshoa. Come to Gilgal and multiply rebellion. Ve'aviu Labokir Zivcheichem. Bring your sacrifices in the morning. L'shloshes Yamin Ma'asroseichem. Bring your tithes, bring your miser every 3 days. So the priests of Baal tell them, we don't have rules, do avodah zarah. Jesus said much the same thing. According to Paul, one of his greatest Talmidim, who was born after he had already died, he said, all you have to do is love. You don't have to worry, all you need is love. You don't have to worry about anything else. None of these rules. These rules are too hard. It's too hard to be Jewish. Teshver tzayin ayid. To say such a terrible thing. And finally, Pasuk Hey, Bekater mechametz todah. Bring up a carbon todah from chametz. A carbon todah is supposed to be brought up from chametz. And Bekir nedavos hashmiu. Proclaim, publish your free will offerings, your nedava that you volunteer. Ki chein ahavtem b'nei Yisrael lam Hashem Elokim. Because that's how you love, Klal Yisrael, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You transferred worshiping me to other gods. Instead of bringing sacrifices to me, you bring them to the idols. You have songs you proclaim and publish. You sing and dance around when you bring all of your avodah zarah. That's what you love. Ki chena haftem b'nei Yisrael isn't a positive thing. It's that you've chosen to love the idols instead of me. So bad times are going to come. You're going to pay the price for your misplaced love and for your cheating upon me. There's going to be no escape for you.